to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. We're talking this week about staying committed to God through the times that we don't understand, when things are going crazy, falling apart, the slats are falling out from under our feet. We can't understand why God would let life be this way, and yet we need to trust Him and love Him and allow our faith to remain strong. And probably one of the greatest examples of that in the whole Bible is that great man of faith, Abraham. The one defining characteristic of Abraham's life is faith. Even in the New Testament, when it looks back to Abraham, it's always talking about his faith through everything that happened to him. God called him to leave his homeland and move to another place. God didn't even tell him where he was going, but just to head out. And he went not knowing where he was going. And all along the way, God kept challenging Abraham's faith and teaching him new and deeper lessons of faith. And it was that faith that God gradually strengthened and developed that was the thing that we remember about Abraham. It was the thing that brought him to the place of even finding God's forgiveness and new life. Abraham was justified by faith, the Bible tells us. Well, in the middle of all these things that happened in Abraham's life, the greatest challenge to his faith, no doubt, was when God called him to sacrifice the life of his only son, Isaac, which means laughter, who had brought so much joy to Abraham and his wife in their old age when it seemed like there was no way they would ever have children and they were way too old for children. And God worked the miracle. Sarah had a baby. They named it Laughter. Their lives were full of joy. And God said, I want you to take Isaac, who you love, and offer him as an offering. Well, when you read what happened on the way up there, Isaac said, Dad, where's the lamb for the offering? And Abraham said in Genesis 22, verse 8, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. So the two of them walked on together. And they came to the place of which God had told him. And Abraham built the altar there and arranged the wood and bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham! And he said, Here I am. And he said, Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham raised his eyes and looked. Behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the place of his son. And this really is a picture for us of what God did for us when we were destined for his judgment, and Jesus substituted for us and took that punishment for us. It's beautiful. But you see that God was not after Isaac's life. God didn't want to take Isaac. He wanted to challenge Abraham's faith. You know, faith comes to a situation that says, this seems unreasonable, God, what you're asking of me. It seems untimely. How could you let this happen now? It seems unfair, and it's unbearable. But faith comes to that and doesn't view it as all those things, but trusts God. In Hebrews 11, when it's talking about faith and it talks about Abraham and this circumstance, it says Abraham even believed that God would raise Isaac from the dead because God had promised him that Isaac would be the one through whom his descendants would come. Faith, it brings incredible peace into your heart and life to trust God. It doesn't mean you can understand why God is doing something, but it means you say, God, I know enough about you that even though I don't understand this circumstance, I'm going to trust you and keep on loving you and serving you. I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.